first thing, but now we've covered that. I want to take the first opportunity that we're speaking to Rabin to thank the community for being so warm and very inviting and very accepting and making us, my family, feel very at home very quickly and very easily. I want to start off with just a quick thought, not directly that's negated tomorrow, but to negate the whole entire Indian of Lil Pesach, that we start off the Haggadah, Halach, Ma'anya, that this is the poor man's bread, simply touched. That's the start. And then later on, as we start getting ready by Mitzi Matzah, we get to Matzah Zu Al Shema. What is it? And the Baal Haggadah says, because we didn't have enough time to go out, and it's to represent how fast we went out of the Mitzrayim. It's almost like a Lechem Shel Cheres. It's not a Lechem Ma'ani anymore, it's a Lechem Shel Cheres. It seems to be a steer exactly. What do you mean? In the beginning you say it's lechem oini, something they had to shove down our throats in order that we shouldn't have to eat so much and that we should be satiated much longer. And the end we're saying, no, we're almost being mishabeach this lechem as if it's something that, you know, we should be proud of. So I was just thinking a mashal that Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin, just to give a quick idea of who Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin was. When he was 9 years old, he was the Rav of Bris before the Beis HaLevi. But, before the Beis HaLevi. And he, when he was 9 years old, there was a woman that came into him, and that came in, his father. His father happens to be, he was the Gadol HaDor and the Mater Agunas, women who were not able to go remarry because their husbands were lost and no one was witness to them. His father was the Gadol HaDor. Most Rabbanim were not Mater a woman to go get remarried unless she was Mater by Rabbi Yamin. Now Rabbi Yeshua Leib was the attendant by the door. He greeted people when they came in, and he saw this woman and he said, "You have to wait till my father is ready to accept you." Right now he's sitting. And he's sitting in his bezin, but they're dealing with a different case. She said, okay. He said, "Do you mind if I look over what your letter says? Your letter from your Rav that says you should be mutter for... She says, okay. And he looks at it as a 9-year-old and he reads through it. She thought it's very cute. And as he goes through it, he's getting more and more fired up. He says, this Rav is obviously an Am HaAretz. He doesn't know what the world he's talking about. And in the moment of immaturity and fury, he tears up the letter, mattering her for being an aguna. To which she then goes ahead and runs directly, not waiting for him anymore. Runs directly into Rabbi Yamin and says, "Do you know what your son just did? He just tore up my paper that's going to matter me for an aguna." And he says, what happened? He said, "Listen, this is word for word what it says." And he starts quoting word for word exactly what the letter said. And Rabbi Yamin, knowing his son was an extreme Eloi, believed him. But he said, "Listen, Rabbi Shule, you were the one that caused this woman such grief. So what you need to do now is you have to find a way to matter her for being an aguna." At 9 years old. And Meisha Shoya Kachoy Hitake, he went, and that was the first time that he was matter an Isha when he was 9 years old, and his father went through and he approved that he was matter her for being an aguna. That's just who Rabbi Shule was. Step one. Rabbi Shulayb obviously was a hot point for the masculine to get after. They were very nervous from him because he had a very strong koyach when he was in Brisk. And they found a way to be able to put him in jail, to get the Russians after him, and they put him in jail. That's a whole story with Nehatzmai. But Rabbi Shulayb, when he was there, he was put in a communal cell. When he was in that communal cell, what happened was is that there was, like any communal cell, there was not appropriate facilities. There was just one place that everyone was in, and the food there was not necessarily kosher, and even if it was kosher, he couldn't make a bracha. And Rabbi Shulayb ended up, he became a skeleton. He couldn't eat. He didn't let himself sleep because he knew he couldn't think and learning. He couldn't talk and learning because of the and he felt if he fell asleep, he would think, he knew his mind would automatically think and learning. So he wouldn't let himself sleep. He would stand up and say stories the whole time. Until the point where they were able to get enough pool and they were able to put him into his own single cell. And what happened was, at that point, they were able to get him a cell where there was a curtain by the facilities and he had his own shas and he had his own sfarim. They made minyanim for him 3 times a day. There's a sefer Torah. Later on, Rabbi Shula Leib was asked, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he would often be found saying that, When I was in jail, it was the best of my time in my life and it was the worst time in my life. When I was in jail, in the communal cell, it was horrible. I couldn't think and learn. I couldn't do anything. But then when I went into my own private cell, So you know what happened? I was able, no one bothered me. I was able to finally sit and do all my tshuvas and think about all the kashas that I always wanted to. I was able to learn on my own. I didn't need anyone. It was so great for me. That's the idea, I believe, that we're saying by matzah. Yeah, it can represent two things. It can represent that the horrible times that we went through when we were being shoved this food down our throat and we were anim and we were meshuvah to Mitzrayim. But on the other hand, it could also represent how much the chesed the B'nishim did for us when he took us out so quickly. When it was the right time, it was the time to go. I believe that that's also mostly the theme that really goes through the whole entire Haggadah. Chayv Adam Nira is Atzma Kihulu Yotzim Mitzrayim. What we're trying to do was trying to set up in a way that you can feel the Shiva Mitzrayim and you can also feel like you're a Ben Chayrin. It's a process. And that's what the Haggadah is doing. So, I just want to start. Maror Bizman Hazeh is only a mitzvah derabbanan. Unfortunately, we don't have the Karban Pesach. Maror is only a mitzvah to be eaten when we have a Karban Pesach. Now, just to go quickly, there's five different types of maror that are listed in the Mishnah. There's chizeres, there's tamche, there's harchivina, there's ulsha, and there's maror. Now, if you don't know exactly what these things are, don't feel so bad. Most people don't either. Even in the Rishonim. Now, what we do know, is most pashut, is chizeres, which is also known for referred to in the Gemara and the Rishonim as chasa, is romaine lettuce. That's the pashut. There's the other thing that we know is tamcha, which is what we know as chirein or horseradish. The other ones now, ulsha is maybe most places can say that it's endives. The other two, one says, Rashi says, the Gemara's before, it's some type of a vine that grows around a palm tree. And maror, which is the most ironic, we do not actually, it's not clear what it is. It's a machlekes in the Mishnayim. Rashi seems to say it's a min bitnei atzma. It's its own type of vegetable, which he does not know what this is. Now, the Ritva does say, though, that it represents everything, any type of thing that is mar, any type of thing that has bitterness to it. Now, it could be interesting to note that this is actually the machlekes. It's machlekes between the mechaber and the Ramah in that teich, because the mechaber, when he brings down the halacha, he only brings down the five minim that are mentioned in the Mishnah. On the other hand, the Ramah says, but if you don't have one of these five minim, so then you could go ahead and go get yourself one of these minim mar. You could go get a different min mar that something else is bitter and that you could be yotza with. But really what the mechaber and says, the ikr mitzvah, and the Ramah is masking this, the ikr mitzvah is b'chazeres, is with romaine. Now, the question is, why? What exactly is so special about romaine? So the Gemara seems to say, the Gemara says, that what's so special about romaine is that it's very daime, very much daime to the Shiva Mitzrayim. It started off rach, and it ended up kosher. So too, romaine, when it grows in the field, so it starts off as a sweet plant, a sweet vegetable, and as it matures more and more, it becomes, what? No. Starts off sweet. And ends up, yeah. Starts off sweet, and as it grows more and more, it gets more and more bitter. The same way like the Shiva Mitzrayim started off sweet and got more and more bitter.
Wheat is sweeter, or
Baltal.
Huh?
Soon.
Oh,
yeah. So the question is like this. So the question is, well, do you need it to be, like Mary Price just pointed out, what is that, how do we eat it? Do you need it to be, what would happen, do you need it to be tamar, do you need it to be bitter when you eat it? Or you just need to have the actual vegetable of romaine lettuce. So, there are those that they ask, they bring a raya, the Chazanish, and the Ritvaz, and the Yerushalmi, they bring a raya from two places. One is in the Mishnah itself. It says that there are a couple problems. One, there's a couple tanoim that you have to have in order to be able to eat any of these type of vegetables. One is it can't be cooked. One is it can't be pickled. And another one is it can't be boiled. So what's the reason? And it's mavur in the Gemara because it loses its tamar. You have to have tamarirus. You have to have tamar in order to be able to be yotze the mitzvah of mar. On top of that, there's a Gemara later on in Psachim. That's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes. There's a Gemara on Kuf Tes Vavam and Beis, Een korte esvav in Pesachim. The Gemara says like this. Someone who swallows matzah whole, so he's yotze. Someone who goes ahead and swallows maror whole, however, is not yotze. Well, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, because you need to have tam maror. So that's what the Rishbam over there says. You need tam maror. So seemingly, it would be very mavur that you actually have to taste something that is bitter. Being so, if you would take romaine when it is freshly grown in the field, so then you would not be yotze. Now, the Beis Yosef is bothered in Shulchan Aruch, and he wants to know the Rambam. He doesn't bring down this idea that really the Iker Mitzvah is bechazeres is with romaine, which seems to come out from the Gemara, and he himself passes in Shulchan Aruch. Now the question is why not? So the Beis Yosef. The reason is because the Rambam felt could be that the Rambam felt. It wasn't that the Gemara was saying, oh, the nice thing about Mar is that it starts off Rach and ends up Kosher. So therefore, that's a mila that you should go ahead. The Rambam felt that no, because it doesn't have the Tam Marar, so there's no mila. You would think you wouldn't even be Yotze with using Chazeres. Kamash Malon, that no, since it starts off Rach and ends off Kosher, it starts off very soft, it ends up hard, so that's like the Shibud Mitzrayim. So too, this vegetable, this romaine, you could also go ahead and use, that is good enough to be yotze. So, but the Beis Yosef does say that it doesn't necessarily have to have the tam mar. It doesn't necessarily have to have that. And being so, it sounds like from the Beis Yosef himself that you don't need that. It's totally in the min having this vegetable, this type of maror in front of you and eating that. And the Chacham Tzvi in his tshuva in Kuf Yud Tes says that in Kuf Yud Tes. So he says this that we are knowing. Most of us have the anhaga that not to eat. Maror as chazeres, which he teaches. He says very clearly, it's letug, lettuce. He says it's only because where most people are, let's say in Poland or in Germany, when it comes time for Pesach, it's just freshly being grown. Now, like this, the perfect temperature for as my chavrusa has told me, Zalmi summer. That the perfect temperature for romaine lettuce is between 50 and 75 degrees. That's the temperature that it needs to grow in. Now, in Poland and in Germany, it doesn't get to that temperature until right around Pesach time, which would then make it that all you have is these baby cabbages, which, forget the fact that they're just baby cabbages, but on top of that, they're very expensive. Nobody's willing really to sell those cabbages, these heads of romaine, for any price, because they're just growing, and they're very hard to be found. But still, says the Chacham Tzvi, it still is kedai to go and get those, even if it's dam yikarim. It still is kedai. If it's cost a lot of money, you should still go run after them. Now, even on top of the Chacham Tzvi, not but later on though, is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav says the most mefurish. He says like this. He says that there are five minim of morer. But that being said, it still is the most important to eat, to go run after chazeres, to run after this romaine. So he says, "Va'afal pisha chazeres ein by meriris," even though it doesn't have any bitterness to it. Mikom makim kishehi shor b'karaka miskashach. The leaves, as they start getting, as they're in the ground longer and longer, they get more and more bitter until v'nasem mar ma'oid u'mipnei kach he nikkers morer. And because of that, that's why it's called maror. U mitzvah lachse acherel, and it's a mitzvah to go after it. Av kishehim matuka, even when it's sweet. The fish of mitzvahs maror he zech lemashim maror eschayav. We say in ba'avodas perach, because it's a mitzvah to remind us that they gave us avodas perach. The same way it started off soft, it ended up hard. So it's very much mavur in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that you actually have to have, that you don't have to, all it is the min. But the problem is that we still have the kasha of the Chassam Sefer, and we have the kasha of the Radvaz. Let's just remind ourselves what the kasha was. The Mishnah says that you can't have something that's cooked, boiled, or pickled. And you also can't swallow it. So what is the reason for that? So there are those that answer that, yeah, you have to have the min. And it has to be roi for that min. If you go ahead and you cook or you boil or you pickle it, so then you actually have to have the taste of whatever Chazal said. You change the taste. You change what you're eating. That's not what Chazal told you to eat. That was not the flavor that was supposed to be.
Maybe that's only the issue, though. You do it yourself. But if by default it grows that way, then it's not a problem.
Right. That's what we're saying. Okay. Exactly. So, the point is that you have to answer the Chazon Ish that you got to eat it the way it is, the way God made it. That's the way it's supposed to go down your throat, and you can't swallow it whole, because if you swallow it whole, you once again you didn't get the tam. There is the bo'in tam mar. You have to have that tam mar. But what is mar? Well, whatever Chazal told you. Now there is another mahalach that you can maybe say is that the Gemara in Brachos says, and daf lamaches, the Gemara in Brachos says like this. That if you change something for the worse, if you make a vegetable that's a brei pri adama, and you make it worse by doing something to it, so then the bracha on it is shahako. And the Gemara deals with maror; it deals directly over there with maror. So seemingly, yeah, it's a shahako v'tayin in the Gemara. But seemingly, what you could say is that, well, you know what? You're not actually, if you go ahead and you cook this thing, or you do any change, well, you made it worse because you took away the tamar. The thing that you need. Well, then it's no longer maror anymore. If it's no longer maror, you're not going to be yotzei your mitzvah. I, boy, Leah, it's still, even though you didn't change it, you weren't yotzei. Well, that's a whole entire different gemara. That's gemara and the Mishnah's on Daf Lamites. That's where it's talking about changing the entity. You can't change the entity of maror. But when it comes to being boy, Leah, the matzah, the maror, that's a gemara later on. It has no shayz on kuf tes vav. That's a whole entire different sugya. Has nothing to do. And there you do. Once again, it's the same idea though. You didn't get the tamar. So those are the two answers that are motzei to answer the Chazon Ish's kasha. Now, that being said, the Chassam Sefer brings down.
The second test is saying that if you're not yotze, it's not adam anymore. Or are you saying it's
no. It's just that's not the min. It turned into a tafshol. Let's say it's not marer anymore. It might not be adam anymore. The Pashas Talach will be it's not adam anymore.
Where do we see you need a town matzah?
What do you?
You don't need a town matzah. Where do you see you need a town matzah?
So that's what Chazal say. They that's a dry. That's what Chazal learned out there. Actually, I don't know that.
I mean, that's like the first time.
With the first heretz that you need tamar. You don't. You need the chefs of mar. It says al matzah zir al matzah zir at marim yechlu. It says. It's a mitzvah achiva that it says al matzah marim yechlu. You have to have the zecher of how you eat it. You want to know why? Because you have to have something for the zecher is what Chazal say. You have to have the tam of mar. So what's the zecher? So it has to start off sweet and then ends off hard. So that's enough for the zecher. But if you just swallow it, what type of zecher did you have? The fact that it's sitting on your table. So just let it sit on your table. Don't eat it. Okay, we'll talk afterwards. I'll tell you. Now, like this, the Chassam Sefer says that yes, it's true what the Chacham Tzvi says, that yes, the Ikir Mitzvah is, and like the Mechaber says, the Ikir Mitzvah is with Romaine. But it should be noted that there is a very big problem, a very big halachic problem with Romaine, which we're all very well aware of. It's Muchzak B'Talon. It has bugs, it's bug infested. And if you do not put someone that's going to go ahead and clean that thing well and knows what they're doing, and it's not a Yerev Shleiman, you should not touch it. Stay away with it. Don't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Because you're going to be over an Issa. You're going to end up eating Taloim. And not only that, you don't have Ein Esedei. You don't have Esedei Chalei Sasei for a lot of reasons. But the bottom line is, you have no heter to go ahead and eat it. So says the Chassam Sefer, what the best thing would be to do, if you don't have such a person, would be to go and get Chareim. Chareim, which was tamcha, like we said, because no bug wants to eat it. Look, you and I don't even want to eat it, but they for sure don't want to eat it. So he says that's for sure not mokzah b'talam, and you're going to be fine with that, and that's the best thing to do. That's the safest bet. Now, there's another maybe quasi answer to answer the Chazon Ish that it's brought down in the Rivan. And also in the Talmud of Rashba, that it doesn't, the ikar is not the fact that it's true that it grows sweet And it ends up getting, as it grows, it gets more and more bitter. But that's not what the ikar thing is. The ikar is that when you chew it in your mouth, the more and more you chew it, the more and more bitter it gets. And I've tried this myself. It's actually true. The more you chew it, the more bitter the more it gets. So says the Rivan and the Talmud of Rashba. That's what the ikar is when it comes to eating mor bechlal and eating romaine, because that's what happens. It's perach. The remez is the perach. At the beginning, the peh was soft. It was sweet. In the beginning, it was sweet, but then at the end, it became kosher. Another remez to this is. Now, and it's a little controversial to say this in this place, but because we don't say Yitzris in the Kail, but Yitzris in the Yitzris on Shabbos, the Shabbos HaGadol, it says, when it talks about Mor, it says, Boilei tuva. You have to chew it a lot. Why do you have to chew it a lot? So the answer is because if you chew it a lot, you taste the Tam Mora much more. So there is this idea of having Tam Mora, but at the end of the day, the more and more, no matter what type of, it's going to be hard to find, no matter what type of Tam Mora you get, but whatever type of Mora you get, it's still at the end of the day, more and more you chew it, the more and more you're going to taste the bitterness.
Is it possible for one Mora, the more you chew it, the more?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe so, but I don't know. I didn't try it out on all of them.
Definitely not
romaine. Horseradish, definitely.
Yeah.
Is what?
Definitely
like. Yeah. Yeah. So now like this. Now the kapshuta bizmana ze, when we get our mara, when we eat whatever the mara that we get, it's not this baby. It's not the baby mara that's sweet. Most people actually, when they first do taste the romaine lettuce, there is a slight bitterness to it. And the Kipshuta, the Chazan Ish only had a kasha only when it was actually bitter. Only when it was sweet. He didn't have a kasha that you don't have any raya. He says that all those rayas from the Beis Yosef, from the Chacham Svi, they never said it when they were talking about when it had a little bit of mariris to it. But if it was completely sweet, they never would have said that answer. So our maror already is matured, and kipshuta, you do not have the kasha of the Chazon Ish on the table. There is another etzah that is given by the Piskei Tshuvas. The Piskei Tshuvas says, first of all, that shomati mehar me doyle apriskim, doesn't say their names, but he says that they changed their anhaga, that amol they used to use charein, they used to use horseradish, but now, today that we have greenhouse lettuce and romaine, it's kedai to use. They changed their minig and now they start using romaine. So says the Piskei Tshuvas that is the most lechatchila thing to do. But if you still want to be choshev for the Chazon Ish, so what should you do? You should add a little bit of charein into your maror, into your romaine, and then add a little bit of charein into the romaine, and then you'll be fine.
Eat
it together. Now, what are you going to say? That it's going to you're going to be batel the tam mor of the romaine. The Mishnah says mefurish that you are able to mitzarif two different minei charein of mor. You're able to put two different types together. Meaning like this: that the Mishnah never had a suffix as to what is mor. All five things are mor. Therefore, you could actually mitzarif each one with each other. Because this is Mara and this is Mara. We don't necessarily care about the fact that you have to have a full kazayis to this and a full kazayis to this. It's the fact, because there's no suffix as to what it is. You have to have a kazayis of Mara, whatever it might be and however you might get to it. Now, the Gemara does say that there is a mila of one more mila of chazeris, which is called chasa. What's that mila? The mila is, like we said before, it's miramis chas rachman ale. The Rebbeinu Shalom had Rachmanas on you. Has Rachmanas on us. Now, there are people who ask, I don't understand. This is the place to be Meramis. The Rebbeinu Shalom had Rachmanas on us. Has Rachmanas on us. This is exactly where you're showing the Mariris. It's showing that where the Shibud was, where the Sharfkeit was. And there's many that ask, I don't understand, but why did the Rebbeinu Shalom have to put us in Mitzrayim with a Shibud Kasha for 210 years that we almost lost our whole entire identity as a nation, which we end up being strong. And we definitely champion that stage in our history. But at the end of the day, why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo have to do such a thing to us? We lost 4/5 of who we were, of at least the holidays. So I one time heard a story. It's a true story. It might show you in Lakewood that there was one of these new developments that there was about 30, 35 houses that they put up, and when Hurricane Sandy came through, only 6 houses had trees that fell completely over. And these 6 houses were very, very upset. They're upset about it. What do you mean? Obviously, there was some type of error that the landscaper did. It wasn't our fault. Look, we're all the same. We have the same type of land. What's the difference? He obviously did some faulty and shoddy work in our landscaping. So they went and they spoke to them. They wanted to take him to a Beis Din. And they spoke to him and they said that and he came out that, he says, I can explain exactly what it is. You 6 have one thing in common. You all have sprinkler systems. What's the problem with the sprinkler system? Well, because you have sprinkler systems, your trees never have to work hard to actually find water. They never have to put their roots deep. They never have to dig in. So the landscaper said, it's really your own fault. I didn't do anything wrong. You guys made it that your trees aren't that strong. So I was just thinking that's exactly what the Rebbeinu Shem, that's the chasal, the Rebbeinu Shem put us through 210 years of Shibud Mitzrayim for a very, very important purpose. And exactly to weed out those 4/5, to realize that in order for us to be a nation that's going to be able to get from point A to survive our history, to survive the different gulliuses that we're going to go through, we're going to actually have to dig deep. We're going to have those deep roots. And those 210 years last inside us. That Mesiras Nefesh lasts inside us. That's where we're still holding with it. That's why the Rebbeinu Shem had to give it to us. That's the Chas Rachmana Alei. That, yeah, I see even with the Maror that the Rebbeinu Shem had Rachmana on us, because if we wouldn't have had it, who knows if we would be alive today. That's the schus. That's the way that we were able to survive so long. Now, there is the other part that the other hug that most of that a lot of Klal Yisrael has, which we've referred to already, is Charein. The horseradish. So it's kedai to note that the same Chacham Tzvi that says that it's kedai to go after romaine, he says it's not so clear that tamcha is really horseradish. And on top of that, it's machshel a lot of people in Klal Yisrael because of how sharp it is, how much it burns, and when you eat it, it's so painful. Most people don't even get down a kazayas. They eat at most a half a kazayas. It's just too much. And you see people when they eat it, they're crying. It's painful for them. Says the Chacham Tzvi, it's not worth crying over. You don't need to do that. All you got to do is go get yourself some romaine. And not only that, if you have romaine, there's no mitzvah whatsoever to go after and eat the charein. There's no mitzvah with it. So we did speak out from the Chassam Sefer that yes, we do have the problem that if you have tulum in your romaine, well, that would be the same thing as not having romaine. But if you have romaine that's edible and that you could use it for the mitzvah, then Dr. Chacham Tzvi, there is no mitzvah. Now, the Magen Avraham has a very important halacha that comes out over here. That if you do not have any other hadama that to be mitzi your morer, and all you have is charein, says the Magen Avraham, you should not make any bracha except for al achilas morer on the charein, because charein is not roi l'achila. You can't be yotze. There's no mitzvah with it. Not no mitzvah. He says not roi l'achila. Says the Prima Godin, that well, if it's not roi l'achila, well, you could actually be mitzvahed and you can actually sit there and you can think, but it has to be roi l'achila because it says Pesach morim yachlu, batzah morim yachlu. You have to eat it. It has to be roi l'achila. Achila bo'inan. At least like the Ritva says, the Ritva has a lashon that roi l'achila ksas. It has to have some type of roi l'achila. So what are you going to say? Well, it's not that big of a deal. What we'll do is we'll take it, we'll grind it down. It won't be so sharp. It won't be so bitter. And you'll be able to eat it. It's not that big of a deal. And then you'll be ready for the mitzvah. Well, that would be a good idea. But the problem is the Meis HaNisim, the Nesivah, says that you have to eat it whole. You can't just go ahead and start grinding it down. You got to take the piece, you got to put it in your mouth, and you got to chew it. Because if you grind it down, you change the taste of what you're eating. And maybe. But I think he knew about that also. And he said, that Prima God knows about charesis. He's very, very well familiar with that. And he says, it's still not Roi L'Achila. So now, that's
the Mishnah said that you use it for Mar.
What's that?
The Mishnah said you could use it for Mar.
Go ahead, use it for Mar. So very good. It's a good question. I hear.
And it says it's because that's a condiment together on the meat. It's
edible. No, it's going in the Mishnah. We'll get there. We'll get
there. This.
No, right. It's a shaila. This the shaila is tamka. It's a shaila, like the Chacham Tzvi said. I don't know that it's tamka, and now that we'll see whatever. I'll tell you that you spoke it up. Shlomo Zalman says that there are those that asked him tamka. What, horseradish wasn't around in the time of the Mishnah. How are you going to tell me that that's what it is? Says Shlomo Zalman, we have maseiros. The maseiros with this. This is what we eat. Now, the Chuvas Manhagis does ask. He even asks on the Goin. The Goin had the minig, and so did the Nadiv Yehuda, to grind down the mar. Now, the Goin is brought down in Maisa Rav that he actually at the Seder he would grind it down. So you do it. It's brought down Mishnah Berurah that he used to grind at the table. And if you want to do that, ask your LOR exactly what the proper and hug and how what the halachically how you're allowed to do it. But you have to do it with the Shinui. At the end of the day, he used to sit there and grind it there. Ask the Chuvas Manhagis. It's not Roi L'Achila. It's a sakonas, the fascist to eat. There are people that it's brought down that people have actually died while they've eaten, while they've actually eaten chare. It's not, you can't do that. How could you say that this is the way to do the mitzvah? So he says that Al Kochach the Goyin had some other different type of mint for horseradish. He didn't have what we have. He doesn't have what we have. I'll tell you what the Brisker Rav did, though. He says the Brisker Rav used to grind it down Erev Pesach. He used to put it on his table. He used to let it sit out in the open. He used to let it get die down a little bit, the flavor, and then he used to eat it. That's what I should have. Yeah, that's a couple of people gave me this eitz. I should have asked him, but
he has a
video. Video, yeah. I'm coming out with the video. Anyone wants afterwards, we're selling it. So now. Yes. So if you want to go ahead, it seems like from the Piskei Chuvas, it does seem that if he feels that you'll get the Chazanish, you'll get that by the Chazanish if you go ahead and put it together. Now, me personally, from what the Chazanish is mashma, it doesn't seem like there's any inyan to do that, because the Chazanish was only asking when it was sweet. But today we have matzah that in matzah mar that is somewhat that already has bitterness to it. So there's really pashas no inyan to do that bizman hazeh. But no, because he's saying that you don't have tam mar, you could be starved. Right, no, he's saying that, no, he has no problem. He's saying that Romain, you eventually could be yotze with. He just doesn't have the tam. So good, this way you forbid the tam. Okay, you'll call him up, you can take it up with him. What's that? Yeah, but you can use a sex faker. Right. Yeah, we came up with this. Yeah, I asked the guy next to you. I'll help you. Now, there's another thing that's kedai to note, that I don't think it's such a kasha on the going, really, because Rabbi Kveger, now I'm not going to recommend anyone does this, and we'll explain. But Rabbi Kveger said a beautiful thing, and Chutz Meshulish, he says, "Ani maftiach be'emuna, mi shi'yase ha'mitzvah b'cheshek." I am guaranteeing, with full faith, that anyone who does the mitzvah of talking about achilas mara, b'cheshek v'yichashev with great desire, v'yichashev b'simcha b'zuha rega, and he is very happy at this time. Ani mekayim mitzvah abayre, I am doing the ratzon abayre. Kemat lo yargish mariris klal. Now, what are you gonna? You're not gonna taste the mariris at all. Kemat not. Come on now. Now you're going to say, well, maybe, oh, 1 second, you got to have a little. No, that much you have enough to be yotze the mitzvah, but not enough to actually make it out. Now, you could say two things. One is that maybe like Rabbi Kveger, So if you're holding an etmadrega, it's roi l'achilo. Maybe, you could say that. But I'm not going to recommend that anyone does this because, first of all, you might look like a fool if you go ahead and say, well, you know, Rebbe Tveger says that I'm going to be able to do this and I'm not going to taste anything. And next thing you know, you're crying, you're coughing. And then you just showed everybody that you didn't actually do it for the shame mitzvah. That's really what you just did. It is kedai to just note that the last, just to finish off the Messiah, that it's fine, it's good, it's Pilpul Chaverim. That the Chazon Ish and Reb Shlomo Zalman, both of them, not Reb Shlomo, I'm sorry, and the Kilus Yaakov, when it would come time for them to eat their they did use Chorein. Now, the reason why they used Chorein is partially because Pashas in their time, you can't say, well, it's a riot that Romaine wasn't any good. No, they didn't feel comfortable that they're going to be able to be Baidik the Romaine well enough, and they decided that they're going to go ahead and use Chorein. Now, they did seemingly grind it down also by their table, but the Kitlus Yaakov, the stipler, when he actually did it, so he was careful. There is another mitzvah when it does come tomorrow, we didn't speak out yet, which is there's an inyan. The lechat chila, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to chew it up, the whole kezias in your mouth at once, and then swallow it all at once. That's the ikar mitzvah. The Kilus Yaakov told them, the stipler told the Bnei Beisai that you do not have to put the whole entire thing in your mouth because it is too hot and it's too hard to eat. You do not have to put the whole thing in your mouth at once, but rather, you could just eat it piece by piece, little by little, as long as you do it teichah de'achilas pras, and that's enough. I just wanted to be messiah just with a short idea that, you know, Pesach comes around, and we often think to ourselves, there's so many halachas, there's so much that we have to do. It's very hard. Look, just in Mara, there's tili tili halachas, and not only that, we didn't even get to half of them. Just agav, but This is supposed to be Yemei Chavis. I don't feel like I'm free. I feel like an Eved. I have more Shibulim than I ever had. So I heard a very nice gedank from Rebel Wine Shlita that he said, "Hoo, that is Chavis. When a person realizes, look, if you would be if America would be a Medina of anarchy, is that what you want? You want no laws?" What would happen? You know what's going to happen? Your land, your property is my property. I could come into your house. You know what? I'd like to see your blood on the floor. That's the way I feel about you right now. We need laws to be able to be free. We need to have the restrictions. We have to understand each other. We have to understand what our choiv is. Now, us as Jews, we understand that we serve a much higher order. To a much higher order, we have to understand and that this is what the Ratzon HaBayri is. This is how we actually... This is what we need to actually be closer to the Benisham. This is not avdus, this is chayrus, because this is what actually brings us closer to the Beis Shalom. We should all be zeiche to have a chag kosher sameach and be yitze to be matzah more real.